Hello and welcome. I am Dr. Dina Hope. Welcome to the Dr. O Show. Today's episode of the Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks podcast series. This is lesson number seven, episode number seven. Welcome. Now, in the last episode, we talked about different ways to increase our income and make money at home. Now, this episode, we're going to talk about dealing with the everyday stressors of running that home-based business like the boss you are. You have been thrown into your home, some of you willingly walked in. Others have just woken up and found themselves there. Either way, you're the home boss, and this is the Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks podcast. Now, many people are drawn to the idea of starting that home business and not having to work for a boss. They dream of the freedom that comes along with being self-employed and working at home. Far too often, they discover that freedom was just a dream, and they are actually working long, hard, tedious hours, for at least in the beginning, as they try to build that business and get it off the ground like the bosses should and like in their dreams they thought they would. But what is most effective way to deal with the stress and anxieties that can often come along with running a business, Dr. Hope? Well, I would say a swift answer is to understand and realize that this is a part of being your business owner. This stress doesn't go away overnight, and there will be times when it seems like it just will never end. It's just a continual run, just stressing, stressing, stressing. Is this what business is about? Those thoughts might cross your mind, but there will also be times when everything is running smoothly. You're bragging about your business brand. You're sharing your business, and everything is just A-okay. The trick is to find that proper balance between work and your home life. There has to be a window, a very thin line, and a balance, a scale between what I'm doing for business, what exactly is a business at home, and how does that complete and complement each other. So that balance has to take place. It's important to look for ways to effectively manage your stress when it occurs. Being that business boss that you are means that the most part of everything rests on, yes, your shoulders. When you're working for someone else, you can go to sleep at night and they have to do the worrying. You have to deal with things, but you don't have to worry about the financial aspects of the company unless they don't pay you that paycheck. Then you wonder where things are other than that, or if you're going to make it to the job. Other than that, you go to rest at night and things are A-okay. Now, when you run your own business, you have to make sure that there is enough operating money or capital to keep going, enough profit to invest in, yes, inventory. And I want to pause on that, because most people think that just because you're running your business online, and yes, I'm an information coach. I provide content and information to people. And where's your overhead, Dr. Hope? Well, I outsource a lot. Sometimes getting that information costs that I have to deliver to you. Sometimes it costs in time, effort, and energy. But know that there is inventory in information, and there's inventory that I have to provide. Yes, set it and forget it, but guess what? I have to provide it. I have to create it, and it costs money to create that inventory and those supplies. Yes, you might need a plug-in here or there, or you have to pay for your domain name. So understand that just because you're in the house and you have a business that's just online, you do have inventory supplies, and you will need to know your vendors. And yes, we are planning on having employees, because you are the boss that you are. And yes, you do have to pay your bills. So what would be that motivation, Dr. Hope? A small amount of stress can be a great motivator. You just have to put a shift in your mindset. The fear of failing or falling behind is what makes many home-based business bosses get up and face their day, seize the morning, even when times get tough. Remember, simply because you're feeling that stress doesn't mean your business is going to fail, doesn't mean it's going to burp or have a stressful moment. It just means you're feeling that there's something that needs to be done. Pause a little bit, think about it, and figure out what needs to be done. Let that be your motivator. I have a saying that says, do the hard thing so that you can do the things you love to do later. It simply means that you're the boss, and it's up to you to make it to success. So find your motivator. What is going to get you up in the morning, and what is going to keep you up late at night? No, we don't want to be up all night and up early every morning, but do what you got to do in the beginning so that you can do what you want to do for the rest of your life. That's the motivator. But it's always going to be moments of procrastination. Now, procrastination leads to unnecessary stressors, especially when you're the one in charge of you. To help alleviate this type of stress, practice good time management skills and manage yourself. You have to put time limits on tasks you need to accomplish for your business to operate smoothly. Now, in the beginning, and sometimes even now, I get caught up in helping people when they just come in, and I'm talking about my clients, my employees, and my business partners. When they need help, I have to stop, drop, and pay attention to them. And sometimes we go down a rabbit hole and I have lost the day. So you have to put time limits on tasks that needs to be completed in order for you to maintain your business and let it operate smoothly. So having a deadline to meet and how long that meeting, it doesn't take long to get a concept. And if it does, that means we have to schedule. So having a deadline to meet can help motivate you to get your projects done in time, and so will your team. But ignoring it and putting it off to later or overdoing one element will cause undue stress. Now, when planning a schedule to accomplish both large and small tasks, it's important to set realistic, practical steps and goals that can make you feel good and it can be met on time. That in and of itself will eliminate some of your stress. And sometimes you get caught up in the elements of others so that you can have an excuse as to why things are not working when fear creeps in and doubt as well. So don't use fear and doubt as an excuse for you not to get your work done. Be afraid and have a little doubt. That's healthy. But don't let it be a cause of your stress and cause you not to complete your task, and therefore you wake up 90 days later and you're still at the beginning. Don't let procrastination be the reason your business fails. Yeah, everyone needs a little bit of fun, but many home business owners get so stressed out and wrapped up in routine tasks, they forget the reasons why they decided to become business bosses in the first place. It's important to remember to enjoy the fact that you are the boss and you are your own boss and you have your boss-based business brand. That was a lot. But learning to enjoy yourself while you work keeps you enthusiastic, motivated, on task, on time, and such as right now, and it keeps you encouraged and uplifted, and it is important to be professional and get the job done, yes. But when it comes to coping with stress, it's also a good idea not to take yourself too seriously. Your business, yes, but yourself, no. Meaning, sometimes doubt will creep in and fear will creep in, and we get caught up in the wallow of the chatter. Sometimes you got to pause a little bit, close your eyes and say, release the chatter. I ignore the chatter. Stop the chatter. And then that way you open up your eyes, you start off, or you go and you just do something fun for 10 minutes, come back, and you got a good run to go and finish out your day. So maintaining also a good sense of humor helps keep your stress levels under control. A lot of people that know me know that I got a little silly streak here and there. And that is because I used to have, when I say don't take yourself seriously, is I used to beat myself up if I didn't make $1,000 a day in the beginning. And so then I realized you're concentrating so much on the money, you're losing out on the people, and the people are losing their interest in you. Know the difference. So, and then I started stroking out, and I had a mild stroke. I had all these things happen to me stress-wise because it was like my head was to the plow and that is all I saw. So even when things got rough and I started worrying about, well, customers talking, they're not really putting forth the effort, but they want to blame it on me. And then my outcome is not as I promised because they don't want to put forth their effort. And I don't like having my results depend on another person's efforts. But hey, such is life. So I realized, yes, you're going to have some failures in business, but I don't have to take them seriously towards me if another person says they're going to complete my program and they half-ass do it, excuse my language, but if they put their worst foot forward just to fail so they can say that it didn't work, or not having enough self-confidence that they don't apply themselves fully, or they don't understand and they're not asking the right questions or even a question, I don't have to have myself attached to that outcome. Yes, it may put a stink on my business for a moment, but the truth will prevail because the products that I put out, if you use the practical steps, you will have success. I know that. I have no doubt about it. I have tried and true. I have witnesses who've gone through the program and had success. So I can tell myself, okay, release that chatter and filter it out. Is there some constructive criticism found inside? Take that out and let the rest go down the drain. So remember to laugh. It's the best medicine. They say laughter does the body good, and I believe that. I used to be so sad all the time because things weren't working all the time the way I did have in my mind, and people weren't performing the way I had it designed in my mind. And I realized that you have no control over anyone but yourself. So sometimes when things are not going my way, I say, Lord, you are so funny, because I have to remind myself that I am not God and I have no control over people who have free will. And you have to leave a little bit of room for the what ifs, because that's what makes the day great. So remember to laugh. It's the best medicine, one of the best ways to make it through our stressful situations. And make sure you look for our next episode soon. We will be talking more about setting up a website and processing payments for your home business like the boss that you are. And I can't help but laugh at it. It's like just even talking about laughter makes me want to laugh. So laughter is contagious as well. So once you understand that, laugh through the hard times, laugh through the troubles, and the trouble won't seem to be as if it has control. That's just a little tip I wanted to throw in there. But until then, I am Dr. Adina Hope, Dr. O to many of you. And remember Mark 9:23, all things are possible for those who believe. So believe if you can. The scripture actually says, if you can believe, believe all things are possible for those who believe. Will that be you? Could that be you? Absolutely. Is that you? I would pray so. I'm Dr. Adina Hope, and I'll see you in the next episode.